Nah, that's what they want you to think. They want you to think that it's AI, but it ain't AI. That shit is really Tupac. That's really Tupac, man. Because Tupac didn't like whatever the fuck. Kendrick think he the new Tupac, and Tupac didn't like that. So he just came up from whatever the island he was at and sent Drake to report him. You think I'm bugging right now? I might be. I'm too high, man. That shit, you gotta stop smoking, man. That shit is too potent right now. Anyway, yo, I'm your boy Vito Blaze, and I'm here on this new episode of Rapid Flames for you. Fresh in from doing my special. You know, the special was lit, yo. And let me tell you about the special. It was crazy, dog. It was a big celebration on 420. Shout out to everybody who came through. Now, you know what's crazy? I had a lot of people telling me that they was going to come through, and not none of them came through. But the ones that did come through and packed the rooms, not once, but twice. Man, shout out to you. Mad love for y'all. Y'all the real ones, for real. And besides that, we had the wrong address on the flyers, and everybody still got there. It's amazing. That's a real pothead shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, check it. The address to the shit was 4152 on the flyers that the team spent up to $300 to print the fuck out flyers and posters. All of them said 4125. So big, big stoning mistake, especially on a 420 show. But yo, you know, everybody still came through. Besides that, they overcame that goddamn obstacle. Shout out to them, yo. And shout out to all my new fans that I gained that day. Shout out to all my peoples that I gained along the way. Okay, that's what I had to say about that. And I got more to say about that day, because a lot of people helped me put that shit together. I mean, it was like I was doing a lot of work, but I was doing a lot of work with other people that were doing a lot of work with me. Shout out to Zach Kick, co-producer shit, Choice Stark, Walter Lang, who hosted the Axe on the show, Peter Bowen, Eva Alexo, Michelle Forrester, and Quinn McMorrow. You know, shout out to him, because you know that boy helped me a lot in my comedy career, and to see him there and perform and to have the special in his venue, that shit was dope. Hey, yo, shout out to DJ Killer Keys, who was there too, you know, whole Art Law Boy gang. And you know, shout out to the comedy gang, world's smallest team. Hey, you know, shout out to them too, you know. And want to give a big shout out to, I guess, D, you know, for helping me out. You know who she be, you know. Yeah, you know who you are. Yeah. So, yeah, I got to give a shout out to D, because she was helping me out during that time too, making sure I wasn't too stressed out during the whole goddamn ordeal, and making sure my head was present, you know, during the whole ordeal. Like, I was taking it in, because it was a special day. You know, I had a lot of my peers come watch me and respect the shit that I do. And that's a good thing, you know, when you got respect amongst your peers. Cause I was kind of looking for that for a long time, but I see what it is. You just gonna get respect amongst your peers if you doing what's really true to you, for real. Because like, ain't nobody gonna, I mean, if you're looking for respect among your peers, for shit that you half assing, then you wildin'. You gonna get respects among your peers for the shit that you love to do, because basically you ain't looking for respect while you doing the shit that you love to do. You feel what I'm saying? You're not looking for the respect. You just doing it because you're doing the love, and out of that comes the respect, B. That genuine respect, because you showing genuine love for the shit that you do. That's what I peep. And you know what I also peep too, after I finished this special, I just noticed that I only did like 5-6 years of comedy. I'm thinking like, yo, when I shoot my first special, I thought I was going to be like 8 years in, but I'm like 5 years in. So I'm like, you know what? Whether it do good or bad, I'm just glad that I did that attempt. I'm happy I pushed that baby out. That fucking pussy. You know, it ain't staying a pussy. To it. And then that's probably a lot of things with you. You probably got a lot of things that you hold in the pussy. And then that makes you pussy. basically. But no, you push them shits out. You push them shits out when you feel like it's a goddamn time. And no matter if you feel like you're going to fall off the fucking cliff, you gotta feel that, even though you gotta feel that and jump, because you ain't never gonna learn to fly. You ain't never gonna learn to fly. And anyway, back to me. I couldn't believe I did that shit. Shout out to the big help with Zach Kick, because he really pushed it. He really pushed it. Matter of fact, he made me do all these videos to help promote it. And those videos did well. They did well on TikTok and Reddit. I did a weed review for these Galactic Nugs. No, Nugs. And it was called Galactic Burger. Okay. It was like these short joints. And it was wrapped in keef. It had resin in it. Shout out to Nugs too. Shout out to all the sponsors who sponsored this shit. Yeah, this was the first. I had my special sponsor by Kev Papers, Nugs Canada, and a dispensary brewery. I think, yeah, that's what it's called, dispensary or brewery, dispensary. But yo, they blessed us with some beers, and we got their name out there. We got their name out there. Everybody knows about Kev Papers. People know about Psychonaut. Not now. It's a pretty, yeah. We did Psychonaut. We did, and Nugs Canada. They ain't sponsored us, but a couple of representatives came through and dropped us like the bigger version of the Galactic Burger. And I'm gonna tell you that right now. That shit had me feeling like I was on the moon. That shit, I'm telling you, B. Like people was talking to me, but I felt like I was in another dimension. You feel me? Like, you probably, like, people was probably looking at me, but they were seeing a hologram, because I wasn't there, man. I wasn't there. You seen in motherfucking image, but I wasn't there. I'm telling you, it's like that scene when you watch Half Baked, and them motherfuckers is flying. Well, I ain't flying, B. I'm flying, but like, I'm on a rocket. I'm on a rocket ship. You know what I mean? Like, I'm zooming. I was flying like Superman. I was doing all types of shit, B. Anyway, that Galactic Burger will get you high. And if you go to any type of dispensary and you see it right there, like it pre-rolls the Nugs Canada. Okay, then you go get one yourself. Cause I'm telling you, they pass them shits out in the special, made people special in the special. And you know what's crazy? I had two shows. Now people gonna be like, yo, oh, was one good, one was bad? No, one was great, and the other one was greater. It's like, I couldn't even compare the two. Cause both of them was like hot. And they just both had different aspects of being hot. So I can't even say, oh, one was greater than the other one. They were both great. And if you like out there, you're like, oh shit, I should have came to this show, because your ass wasn't doing nothing. I told your ass too. I said it in the plans. I said, yo, your ass is probably going to get past that on the couch. Oh no, but it was a Saturday. You know what's crazy? This first 420 on Saturday, now everybody want to do, you know, everybody coming in a comedy game with a comedy show on 420. There was parties, baby showers, birthday. Like, it was crazy. It was nuts on 420. Usually 420 be like, you know, during the weekday, it's a great day. But this one on the weekend, on a party day, it was nuts. And I was surprised people actually came. That's why I'm so thankful people actually took that time and was like, yo, we gonna spend that time, that 420, that special 420 on Saturday to come see me record special. And that was, you know what I like too, there was a lot of people in the crowd that saw me for the first time, so that was great. And that's what I needed on my special too. I had a couple of people that saw me a lot still laughed. There was still the people there with the one, but you know what, it didn't matter. We got the recorded, we got the last on record record. We got me video. Shout out to Quinn and Kevin. They said the footage was lit, so I can't wait to see that. And y'all stay tuned for the Vito Blaze, the Just Blaze comedy special. It's gonna be on YouTube, and we gonna get that deal. I mean, we gonna get. I'm gonna say this right now, okay? We're gonna shop around, get that audio off. But if we don't shop around, I know the people are gonna come for us for the audio as soon as we launch the video, cause we launching the video, no matter what, on the U, and we gonna see what it do. That's it. We gonna see if we can get these fucking views. And if you hearing this podcast, you automatically, that's you. Automatically, you already know what to do when that shit comes out. You click on it and give your time to it. It's gonna be lit. It's shot great. It's great. Shout out to Zach, Ben Cardilli working on audio right now. Shout out to, I think we had a girl named Aurelie, something like that. Yo, shout out to her, cause she made it possible. She pressed record. She followed the sign. She was there. She did. She recorded the thing. And now we about to get this gonna get us to the bag. This gonna get us to the big bag. That's right, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Now, speaking of bag, I see the U.S. is really trying to get this bag again. They trying to get that Olympic gold bag, because that basketball, we lost the basketball. We lost it. We lost the gold. Last Olympics, we didn't win the gold. Now, U.S., we don't like that. Now, every time when we lose a gold, what we do? And we want to come back and we want to win the gold. Oh, we put our best of the best of the best of the best together. Like, motherfuckers take, this ain't even an all-star team. This is a super all-star team. I think they got Steph, LeBron, Kev Durant. Yeah. And a couple more motherfuckers. I think Wembley too. If Wembley's up in, is Wembley? Yeah, Wembley too. So it's a rap. We gonna get this gold. Ain't nothing stopping us. Wait, I don't even think we got Wembley. If we don't have Wembley, this is gonna be sad. I think that's what happened last time. Or motherfuckers in Europe, they just getting too nice over there. I don't know what they doing. Something's in the water over there in Europe. But that's killing me though, because it ain't. You know what they got in Europe? I know what's happening. They got mutants. They got mutants over there because ain't that some places ain't, they got radiation levels still high and shit. So motherfuckers who survived probably got kids, and now them kids made more kids. And now we watching X-Men right now. I'm telling you, yo, one of them motherfuckers from Europe is going to do some crazy shit one day. While playing ball, because you know what's crazy? I think the coaches know this. They know, they be like, yo, your son got mutant powers. We like to make you rich and shit like that. I'm telling you, like, that motherfucker, they can't be that tall like that. You know? Check his parents' height. I feel like he a mutant. Whenever the time we see shit like this, they be like, yo, you know what? We got to make him a, because they can't have him out here in these streets doing some freaky shit. If they do, they gonna be like, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. But real talk, it's a goddamn mutant and alien, and it was a goddamn athlete or actor acting out of control, and they got caught out there. But shout out to the U.S., the Redeem Team 2.0. I hope they get that goal. I mean, I do live in Canada. I'm supposed to be rooting for the Canada basketball team, but come on, B. Really? Like, come on. They got LeBron James. Steph Curry. What the fuck? Fuck you. He's wilding. Anyway, I mean, the last time we did this shit, Redeem Team, it was Kobe and LeBron. We got that. Now we going to get this back. We going to get it back. We going to get the gold. Come on, back. It's going to be a great 2024, great summer. Great summer, B. I'm telling you, it's going to be a good summer. We're going to get that goal. A lot of controversy being used. A lot of controversy around now because of the Drake track and how AI was on that. And I'm telling you this, okay? AI is damn near everywhere. Everywhere. It's just creeping up on every fucking thing you do. Like, I was just like, right now I'm on Facebook and now I use a search button. Now in the search button, it just says, ask Meta AI anything. I'm like, why I gotta ask AI? Cause all the search engines are used by AI. Now they're just putting it out there. Now it's like, oh man. Now I'm actually talking to AI. Like, now if I search the shit, man, now it's going to really know what I'm looking for. But like now that AI is searching for shit, is it going to keep now tailor every fucking thing on my Facebook because of the shit that I just searched? Because what if I'm not interested in the shit that I searched 3 months ago? And then that shit's still popping up on my algorithm. Come on, man. Like, that doesn't help me with my growth. It just keeps stunting my shit. Okay, so what? I was interested in a fucking sex toy 3 months ago. But now, I'm not interested in the sex toy no more. I moved on. And now, I'm getting sex toys after sex toys advertisement on my feed when that was the flavor 3 months ago. You know what I mean? Like, I'm probably looking into something else. I'm probably looking at bestiality porn, right? And then you ain't got now the shit that's coming up on my feed ain't tailored to that, right? I gotta search bestiality shit, but I'm not trying to search that. You know what I mean? I just feel like the point that I'm saying is that I feel like Meta AI is too much into our goddamn business. That's what I feel. I feel like AI doesn't have to be fucking everywhere. Why are we letting this shit control damn near everything? Soon, I'm gonna, like, I have to press record and watch this thing go in, right? Soon, a motherfucking, now it's gonna be like, yo, record or have AI record, like AI recording. That means I might just say the topics of the fucking podcast, and then next thing you know, AI just did my podcast, right? Like AI's gonna just do the shit I just spit from, because like right now on my paper, the thing just says Olympics are coming and the dream team is selected. But there's nothing else on the goddamn paper. See, I just the rest of what you heard about me saying about the Olympic team was coming from me, my heart. Now you're gonna tell me AI gonna replace it? And that's what it's damn near doing for damn near everything. B, I can't stand that shit. I refuse. I tell you, I still go on this, the cashier lane. Cause I refuse to fuck with these robots. I still, to the point where I see the self checkout lane, right? I see that shit free to go. You might, and ain't nobody in that line, but I might go to the line with the cashier and that shit might have people in it, 6-7 people, and they carts full, and I'll wait in that shit. You know why? Cause there's a motherfucker there that's not a goddamn robot. Matter of fact, they paid that nigga something an hour to cash my shit out. So I'm not gonna waste this nigga's time. Cause, I'm sure you said that shit, and I'm sure a lot of people said that shit. When you go to self checkout, you doing the fucking job of a cashier, and them motherfuckers don't even give you a fucking rate per hour for being a cashier. They gave that nigga a rate per hour, right? So what you doing? You cutting that. Not only is you cutting this nigga time, but you saving that company time too and money, because you doing the work, checking out your own shit. That's why I respect a lot of niggas who steal when they in that self checkout line, because them niggas is not paying you to check your shit out. Real talk. That's why sometimes I don't even fuck with Walmart. I just go to EGI. EGI got no self checkout line. I see now why. Because a lot of niggas still, and plus, the customer service is great. It's just, you're not, and plus, like, who the fuck got time to just, you're doing a long day. It's actually a break in a lot of niggas' days. I remember seeing my mom take us to the shopping grocery store, right? She would go through a long day at work. And then after that, she'll take us to the fucking Costco where she have to do all this grocery shopping for like three kids, the husband and shit like that. And then once I see her put the last piece of, you know, item, article of food or whatever on that lane, you know, on the checkout, on the rolling thing, I see relief on her face. Cause she doesn't have to check the shit out. It's a break. It's a break between the fucking work she did all day. Me grabbing her arm, make sure, yo, mom, can you get this cereal instead of that cereal? But she always picks the other cereal because it's my brother's favorite. I think I talked about that shit before. I ain't gonna get into that but now. But I'm telling you though, that was a break in her day. And they took that out of a lot of people's lives. That's why their people are still stressed. That's why parents are fucking stressed. So that's why parents are ready to throw their kids off a fucking cliff after they leave Walmart. Cause they ain't even had that little downtime at the goddamn checkout lane. Cause everything is self-checkout now. So now you got families at self-checkout. They can't even, if the kid is fucking bothering them while they checking their shit out. They gotta check their shit out and tend to the kid and check their shit out. They don't even get a break for that. But there are some few cashiers out there that's still doing the Lord's work. They're still doing God's work. They're like, hey, you know what? We're gonna be at these cashiers. We're gonna love this. And we're gonna punch these numbers in, take the cash, you know, put a little Purell on our hands. Not even though we might, because there's a lot of germophobics out there that don't want to touch money and things, but this is what it is. You're helping people relieve some stress because they could have a fucked up day coming into that Walmart, that grocery store. And the last thing they want to see is a fucking self-checkout lane. No interaction, cold. Fucking self-checkout lane, and you have to scan, punch in some fucking numbers. They make you do the research, look up the product, the numbers. Oh, weigh this, do all what? Add more stress in your fucking name. Then at the end of this shit, they still got the nerve to ask you, would you like to donate? No, fuck no. Fuck no. You know what you need to do? Fucking donate these goddamn machines to a fucking computer part place, because now they need computer parts because motherfuckers is making bitcoins left and right. So now there's a computer part like supply shortage. There's a computer part supply shortage out there. So fucking donate these fucking machines, these self-checkout counters to those fuckers. They fucking need, because people need computer parts for that shit, and people need jobs right now. I can't believe it. People are telling me I can't find a job. You can't find a job. They need cashiers in Dollarama and fucking, and the reason why these places ain't hiring them shit is because the robots are there. This is crazy. It's wild. We don't need this shit. What we need for AI is to help us with the real shit, not take over the menial shit that people need to be there for. Okay, because I don't feel like just the creation of AI is destroying our society. It's the how we using it in the robots, like self checkout. Shit. Now they did that shit at Walmart. Now they in a fucking holy thing. They in some stupid shit because some Walmarts, I think right now to use a self-checkout lane, you got to be a Walmart Plus member because motherfuckers is stealing. So now you got to act. Walmart think, Walmart saying you got to pay us for you for work that they pay motherfuckers for. Holy. You know this? Some Walmarts, yo, go look this shit the fuck up. All right? You think I'm bugging? That's what I'm saying. And then some people are going to go for that. That's why they saying, that's why AI, it's just the use of this shit. It's stupid. Y'all, how? Why? This is where we going with it. Anyway, yo, before I even go any further with the shit I got to say on this podcast, I'm going to drop a track by Vito Blaze. This one hot. So turn up the volume and play that shit as loud as you can, and I'll get right back to you. All right?
It's your boy Vito B. Just looking out at the sky. Sitting on my porch. You know, just drinking some tea. Would you come around with me and sip this tea with me, girl? Hold up, let me talk to you for a minute. Sunshine appears through the dark. I see the light through my window. I connect with all walks of life. My mind crescendos. I'm unplugged from the matrix. Vito the one. Don't be angry if you ain't this. This nice, this smooth. I'm tight, boo. My manners I learned in the trap and to rap too. Miseducation started as a youngin' on the hill. Youngin' in the streets, I was looking for the thrills. What I'm looking for is that real life hip hop. Got me on my ditty, I can't stop, I won't stop. The heat is on and I can't forget the flip flops. Been working, now I'm on my way to the top. Don't even root for me, I don't expect it. God's favorite, so I know I'm not neglected. Okay. Check it, I'm in the crowd and I'm rooting for me. Word. Knowing who's real and I know they looking for me.
Shine my light so the world can see. Don't have to pay, you can get it for free. Some of y'all be tripping with ease. That ain't my business, I be sipping my tea. Shine my light so the world can see. Don't have to pay, you can get it for free. Some of y'all be tripping with ease. That ain't my business, I be sipping my tea.
I'm in the spot and your bitch is swat. I know you hear me. The hallway ready to ball play. I'm on my fury. Okay. You must be blind. That's the reason you can't even see me. Hitting on this cowboy from inside your teepee. Actors existing the rip. You don't need a TV to watch them in the act or spit that debris. Clocking my ear hole with that trash. I sit back watching your whole cast get dropped. And then I laugh. I'll be on it since the crack of dawn in the morn. Way before the Mexicans start to mow your lawn. Vito's in the dorm, spit fire just to make it warm. Hit up your girl for a quickie, and then I'm going back to business or to perform at another show. Don't even ask what is this. You already know. The one you need to know though. Sometimes I'll be doing my rounds on the solo.
Shine my light so the world can see. Don't have to pay, you can get it for free. Some of y'all be tripping with ease. That ain't my business, I be sipping my tea. Shine my light so the world can see. Don't have to pay, you can get it for free. Some of y'all be tripping with ease. That ain't my business, I be sipping my tea.
Yeah. Just sitting here sipping my tea. Yeah, come over here. Come sip this tea with me, bitch.
Hey, yo, that was It Ain't My Business by Vito Blaze, by your boy Vito Blaze. That's me, Vance Michelle, a.k.a. Vito Blaze. Hey, yo, you know what? Some shit I seen that came across my algorithm the other day. It probably came around to your algorithm the other day. Matter of fact, that shit made the news. Yo, there was this motherfucker that actually lit himself on fire the day Trump criminal hearings was starting, and the guy lit himself on fire. He was outside the courthouse And I don't even know if the guy is still alive. No, that motherfucker dead. He should be dead. I don't know. But, I mean, because he lit himself on fire and not a lot of people got to him in time. I don't think the rescuers got to him in time. The response units wasn't there in time. Shout out to the lady who was reporting this shit live on the scene. Shorty was reporting this shit and didn't miss a beat. With the words, like, she wasn't shocked at all. Like, she was just like, yo, there's this man outside the courthouse burning alive. He just lit the fire. And I mean, she's not even like, oh my God, I can't believe this man is dying in front of my eyes. Oh, she wasn't even shook. Shorty seen too much. She seen too much. Y'all should have known that from the jump. Cause that's a black woman that just been through too much. And it was so evident that a man was dying in front of her and she just stayed on beat. She stayed on task. She stayed on her job. Just desensitized to that shit. Just like, yeah, this man burning in front of my eyes. But as you see, and the response team is coming on the way. And she said, make sure she was loud and clear for everybody hear them details. That was in the air, but it was like, and the flames was growing. It was loud. I can't believe this man did this. And what way to bring awareness to already trial that this could be the trial of the century now? I mean, is it a new century? Because this is like 22nd century. So this could be a trial of the century already because it's the former president. And matter of fact, it's a former president and a president nominee. That's what's really crazy. Motherfucker's still nominated, still in the run. And he on trial. Criminal trial. Which is wild because as this is once again in the USA where a man with a felony could be out of prison, done his time, and he can't even get a job. Meanwhile, this other man catching felonies. And while he doing, while that, and under a trial, quarter F, under trial, and still about to be president under this F. That's wild. That's the USA, man. Well, anyway, dreams can come true. I mean, this is world. I mean, like, nothing could stop you from achieving your motherfucking dreams. And as you can see, that's what somebody told to Donald Trump. Cause niggas was like, yo, my nigga, you about to get locked up. How you think you still running? How you out here still thinking these people want you as a leader? And like, don't worry about it, man. I got a dream, B. Martin Luther King had a dream. And Trump is like, oh, well, you know, like I am Martin Luther King had a dream and I got a dream that I could catch a felony and still be president. Now that's a dream right there. Matter of fact, and then when he does that, there's gonna be a lot of felonies. Felons are gonna be like, hey man, you know, they gonna be like, hey, I have a felony, but it looks like it didn't stop Donald Trump to become president of the United States. So, like, if a felony can't stop that motherfucker from becoming president, felony can't stop me, and a felony can't stop these companies too. Like, they should just drop these fucking laws. Right? They should be like, hey, look, like felonies, acceptable man, a felony didn't stop this acceptable man to become president. So a felony won't accept me from accepting this acceptable man, you know, from not accepting this man who is acceptable in my eyes, because now he's acceptable in my eyes because he even though he has a felony, I just seen Donald Trump become president. So fuck all these companies that say, I'm not going to hire a felon because it looks like the government is about to hire a motherfucking felon. Okay. You know, what came across my eyes the other day, shit hurt me. You know, I'm not a feminist. I'm not a feminist. You know, but yeah, geez, somebody should actually stick up for woman in some places where, I mean, a white knight should appear. Don't like to be the white knight a lot of time. I don't even like being a white knight. Like, real talk, most of them are cock blockers. But this situation that came across my eyes, I was like, oh shit, this needs to stop. Okay? You know, like, okay, you might come across a porno video, watching porn, and then you might see the comments on the porn. And the comments, it's really hard to watch. And I feel like they're weird. And I feel empathy for these girls that's doing these videos, that's doing the God's work, the Lord's work. Okay? They're entertaining. They having their titties out there. They're fucking on screen, but they're entertaining billions of people across the world. Okay? And the thing is, you got these comments on these videos. I'm saying if these comments or something that you, if it's something that you feel, you keep it to yourself. But this right here, this can't be tolerated. I mean, if you do this, if you know somebody that do this, advise them not to do this, because it's not right. It's not right. I'm speaking up. This is not justice. Like, it's really hard to read these comments under the videos. I actually find them weird. Like, I saw a comment. I think I was watching a Janet Mason video. She got bigger implants, right? Huge bazookas. And then there was a comment under it. It said, why women even think men like this? She's ugly and her tits even more. Now, you know what's crazy? Janet Mason is having a good day. She was probably like, oh, I'm going to fuck this guy on the camera. It's going to make me money. It's going to make people happy. But then she's going to see this one comment and it's going to hurt her. You know, because girls are weak. They can't handle this stuff. They can't handle this stuff. You probably thought this shit, the comment. Oh, and then you thought nothing of it. You probably even think that, hey, maybe I can get to her saying something mean and nasty. And then she'll like me or notice me. Yeah, she'll notice you, but at the same way, she'll feel bad about herself. Cause that's what it is. That did not help her self-esteem. These comments don't help these porno actresses and actors' self-esteem. That's what I'm telling you. This shows me. Even though I can't stop this, it just shows me how many mean people. I know there are mean people out in the world, but then I see where they exist and these mean people just thrive and communicate with other mean people and find a mean village to make. It's just disgusting. And finding it on the porno comments is just crazy. Like, I see it damn near everywhere. Like, I'm a pro wrestling fan. And I mean, you find it every fandom. But this just like, whoa. And then there was one comment, right? That, you know, the comment, there was a guy, he was like, name. Because he wanted to know the name of the video, right? The name of the girl that was in the video. And you think some people comment with the name of the person. Like, you know, if I'm a fellow cool member, I'll be like, hey, that person was so-and-so. You're welcome. You know, that's what, you know, but here, now motherfucker will comment like, her name is all over the video, newbie. And then there was a couple of more comments after that, like, the guy just asked a simple question, but then some people replied like, oh, you should already know because the name was already all over the video. Yeah, it's obvious that the name was all over the video, but he probably wasn't looking for it. He probably wasn't focused at it at the time. It's during a fucking video. They flashing tits. They flashing vag. They flashing ass. And even if he was looking for the name, that's not where you think his eyes was going to see it. On the screen. Like, I didn't even see it, the name, until after the motherfucker said that shit. But the motherfuckers who actually saw that shit could just said, hey, yo, her name is this. Blah, blah, blah. If you don't believe me, it's all over the screen, or her name is this and that. It can be seen on the video. And you leave it like that. But newbie, whoa, there's not all these, not everybody's a porno veteran. Not everybody's a vet in leaving something in the sperm, in the spank bank every fucking day. Not everybody's a pro at fucking watching these videos and knowing every actor's and actress's name. Like, this shit wild. This shit is wild as a nigga setting himself on fire in front of the court. Hey, yo, anyway, man. That's all the shit I got to throw flames on today, B. I'm your boy, Vance Michelle, a.k.a. Vito Plays. Look out for my shit out here in these streets. Hey, yo, if you want to see me out in the streets, don't ever forget about the world's smallest comedy night at Hurley's Irish Pub every Mondays. Every Mondays. Okay, at Hurley's Irish Pub. Okay, every Mondays. And it's the show starts 8 p.m. There's another show, too. That same every Monday, too. It's called the Dirty Mic 10:30. It's hosted by me, too. All right. I host the 8 p.m. show as well with Zach Kick. So make sure you come to that shit every week. If you in the Montreal area, okay, look for us on Eventbrite and Facebook. Follow the world's smallest comedy night on Facebook and Instagram. And follow me on Instagram too at VBleezy, VBLEEZY. That's what it is. Follow us on Instagram too at Rapid Flames. And that's all the Rapid Flames I got to say. I also all the shit I got to throw flames on. All right? Yo, stay lit.
If you enjoyed that episode and would like to keep up with all the latest and future episodes of Rapid Flames Podcast, then please subscribe to the Rapid Flames Podcast on YouTube and all podcast available platforms. Because we're available on all of them. So tune in. Stay with us. Keep stay with us. Stay locked in. Stay lit.